Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this. Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like Fusarium and Rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat, seed, and profits, the choice is clear. Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock.
Well, live and feeder futures seem set to open a bit higher today, supported by residual buying, light bull spreading, and stronger cash expectations. On the other hand, hog paper should begin on a mixed basis, with defers possibly gaining more ground on the nearby. While the cattle market watchers will be looking for definite signs of cash potential today, while they may see a few more bids and asking prices, we still expect the spread between the two to remain substantial enough to preclude significant trade volume today. Bids can start about 114 to 115 in our part of the country, 184 to 186 in the north. Now, expect the cash hog trade to open at midweek with bids ranging, well, from steady to a dollar lower. Processing margins have narrowed but still remain decent, yet packers are not likely to let up on the cash trade unless they can see a real level of stability in the wholesale product trade. The hog futures should open on a mixed basis today, tied to a combo of long liquidation and short covering. Well, moving to the grain, soybeans closed lower for the second day yesterday as weather forecasts show mild conditions the next couple of weeks, and the USDA says corn and soybeans continue to do well and are quickly maturing. The wheat markets were pressured by the lower soybeans and by news that Japan and South Korea have temporarily restricted imports of certain classes of U.S. wheat after a GMO discovery in a Washington state field. Well, winter wheat markets closed a few cents lower yesterday, while the spring wheat inched higher. Spring wheat may have been boosted by forecasts for severe storms in North Dakota on Wednesday. Wind and rain could hurt mature spring wheat and interrupt the young harvest. The corn futures closed narrowly mixed yesterday, with September and December a little bit lower in March 2017 and forward contracts higher. Corn did set contract lows in all months before they moved off those lows. And soybeans closed about a percentage point lower after setting a three-month low earlier. We'll check all your futures right after this.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Well, on the livestock futures, live cattle futures closed for August up 30 cents, that is, 116.22, October up 50 cents, 114.57. The August feeder cattle's up 92 at 145.47, September up 80 cents at 143.87, August hogs up 68.92, the October was down 7 cents at 60.52. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, the September down 2 3/4 at 406.5, December down 2.5 at 433. Chicago wheat, September down 4 3/4 at 401.25. December down 5 cents at 428. On the corn futures, September was down 1.5 for 324.25. December down 0.25 at 334. And September soybeans down 10 cents, 971.25. November was down 8.5 at 953. October cotton down 3 at 7364. December down 8, 7390. September crude oil down up 42 now, 3993. October's up 41. 4071. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.